We're going to give you something in about 10 minutes that you're going to hate me for. You're going to hate me for because it's going to be in your head all day. But then your friends, because you're going to share it with them, it's going to be in their head all day. And you're going to end up doing it together because that's what's happened in the last 25 minutes here at Mercury Studios. So we'll give you that here in just a second. You'll hate me and love me at the same time. First, let me tell you about our sponsor. It's Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock is a way for you not to get evicted from your own home when the police come to the door, as they have in several different cases, come to the door and said, you are evicted from the home, you're living here illegally, and you say, no, I own the home. Then they show you the title and say, no, you don't. Home Title Lock is the only one that is actually watching your title. This is one of the fastest growing crimes in America, an epidemic in New York, according to the FBI. And only HomeTitleLock.com can help you. Make sure you keep your title of your home locked up. Risk-free protection right now for 2 months at HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Oh my gosh, can you stop the music please for just a second? This is very important. Stu, I don't know if you know this, but Chuck Schumer is calling for an investigation on President Trump.
Oh, did he do something? Oh no.
Yeah, no, he did something. He did something so bad. They're now calling for the Attorney General to resign. This is going to be the one.
This is the one.
They've
got him this
that's
time.
That's going to pull him out. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's... I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt the... You can bring the music back up. I did not mean to interrupt this program like that, but I had to get that news to you because I think it's what everybody is thinking today. Oh my gosh, Chuck Schumer is asking for an investigation.
What?
Whoa,
it must be a big deal.
We better pay attention right now.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The choices we make and the things we spend our money on have consequences. Some of these are intended, many of them aren't. One of the many reasons I'm for lower taxes is I dislike what the government does, and I don't want to give them any more than is absolutely necessary. But you can't always control where your money is going, but when you can, you need to. Patriot Mobile is the only cell service that donates a portion of your monthly bill to organizations fighting for the values you believe in, the right to life, liberty, gun rights, and more. Patriot Mobile plans start at $25, and since all the towers are essentially owned by four companies, you'll get the same great service with Patriot Mobile as you would with all the other carriers. Right now, the other carriers are taking your money, and they are taking some of their profits, and they are funneling millions of dollars into Planned Parenthood and all kinds of anti-life groups, anti-free speech groups, anti-Second Amendment groups. You need to send a message. Can you hear me now? Switch to Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Beck. Get free activation when you use the offer code Beck. Plus, you get a free gift when you open a new line. Call their U.S.-based customer service team right now at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT, or PatriotMobile.com/Beck. All right. Looks like we're all going to die from coronavirus. There was an explosion in the number of cases yesterday. They're saying now we could start to see some empty shelves in U.S. stores by mid-April. Hong Kong is now extending the school closures until the middle of March and keep civil servants at home. Wuhan doctors are now having to use diapers as face masks because they have to wear these face masks all day long and it is starting to rub their faces raw. And so their faces are all bleeding. And so they're now, I guess, wearing diapers. I guess that was the best thing.
I think you're just like assuming that was a rational decision. It's like, yeah, you know what? They just put diapers on their face, and that was the best choice for them at that time.
Well,
I like that.
I mean,
you really didn't have any skepticism at all there that maybe...
That maybe what?
That you should try something different.
Well, I mean...
It was just right to diapers.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they... Look.
I mean, look, if you're in the hospital right now in China, you are... Have you seen the video coming out of China? We are... I'm going to play a couple of pieces of video for you and audio from China that one is fake, one is real. And you have to be very, very careful. But some of the stuff that's coming out that is real is terrifying. The body bag count. One hospital is now saying that they have they need 100 body bags a day. Mm. Now, this has been going on for 40 some days. If that's true, that one hospital on the outskirts of Wuhan is about four times the official death count. Some of this stuff is really, really bad. And the CDC yesterday said we should prepare here in the U.S. to take to have coronavirus take a foothold. They say it is coming to America. Another expert said it is just the beginning outside of China, and they just changed the way they are counting the sick. I guess I don't know exactly how the doctors were counting the sick there in China, but they were told to count them a little differently, and it just made the number of sick double. So no big deal.
So they should maybe count the ones that are actually sick instead of skipping every other one.
That was their former
way.
You should count every every third person and not every fifth person. So we'll give you some updates on that here in a second. But I want to share something that I just think is beautiful. And being from the Seattle area, I can't tell you what's happening to Seattle. Just it couldn't happen to a nicer group of people, you know, than the people that are running Seattle. And I just my heart goes out to them, because the city council and all the mayor and everybody involved in the city government there are just beautiful, special spirits. And the way the spirit manifests itself in them, I celebrate. And a couple of days ago, the city council had a meeting, and some of these beautiful people and their beautiful spirits showed up with a beautiful, beautiful song. And
because you're kind of scary disease talk to start the show, maybe a little.
Yeah,
music
well, I thought this would brighten everybody's day.
Okay,
because there are some people who are just, you know, sure they're hardworking, but they've taken time out of their day to write the words, then write the music, then practice it, then go to City Hall and sing it.
Ooh,
and try to get everybody else involved. And I want to play this because it's surprisingly catchy. Here it is.
There's an unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy. There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
All right.
Such a lack of life and sound. All that's left is bare, muddy ground. A magnificent tree was murdered. The mighty dollar cut it down. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. Stand up. Somebody's making money.
There's a hole in
laws protect exceptional trees, but the city grants exemptions to these. Instead, they reward the developer's greed and sanction the murderer's deeds.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money.
Come on, everybody.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money.
No more leaves shimmering with golden light.
Ooh.
No more gentle shedding of rains.
Oh, no.
Nor tulip blossoms rustling in the wind. Now nothing remains.
Oh! But that hole in the ground where the tree once was. Somebody's making money.
Come on!
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. There's a hole in the sky.
Yeah.
Instead of a spreading canopy. Ooh. There's a hole in the sky. In the sky. Instead of a 90-year-old tree. There's a hole in the sky. In the sky. That tree did not belong to you or me.
No.
There's a hole in the sky. Where the tree should be.
Wow. It was like a Broadway production. Now...
That was.
I defy you. Mm-hmm. I defy you now. You've only heard it once. Mm-hmm. I defy you to try all day to not sing. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. Now, sent this to me. Okay, somebody sent this to me this morning.
It's already in my head.
I know. And I can't get it out of my head. Mm-hmm. And so it was my duty to pass it on to you today so it won't get out of your head. Your job is to pass it on to somebody else. Now, when I did this about 40 minutes ago, I didn't realize how catchy it really was for everyone. And I knew people were putting it together for the radio program, et cetera, et cetera. And I just came into the studios just a few minutes ago. And I was in the think tank where the writers were. I was in the production room where the producers were. And I just said, there's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Come on! And everybody said, it's somebody's making money.
Wait, so I have several questions here.
Yeah, okay. Seattle, you're doomed.
So there's a hole in the sky.
In the sky. Where the tree once was.
Why was the tree in the sky?
They plant them in the sky. They plant them in the sky in Seattle.
Is that really... Because it does seem like that's what she's advocating for.
I don't know. There should be... There's a hole in the ground where the tree once was.
Or there's a stump that wasn't here. There are branches up there. When I looked at the sky, I saw branches and they're not there anymore.
Well, she kind of infers that when she says about the beautiful canopy that's missing now.
Mm-hmm.
And there won't be there won't be gentle rains now.
But like cutting down a tree doesn't change the sky in any way.
Right.
Like you could see the sky more clearly if we cut the trees down.
Uh-huh.
That would actually give us more access to the sky, not less.
Right. Right.
So I don't understand that. I will also point out, watching the video.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
It's really good.
I'm posting this at glenbeck.com, and I've already retweeted it today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so go watch it.
Go watch it.
You're going to be stunned to hear, if you're listening on the radio, that there's a person behind her dressed as a tree.
Right.
And
a green leotard with a leaf on it.
Yes.
Leaves, and it's... It's beautiful.
It's a stunning development because you'd think they're probably dressed in suits, but no.
No.
Then there's like, they look like people who would be in the theater. And then there's just this one guy in a Seahawks shirt.
Right.
Like, I just not seem at all like he should be there.
Yeah.
It's a very weird
look. I'm not sure
look.
If they look like people that should be in the theater. They look like aged hippies.
Yeah, but that's who I would picture to be in the theater.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, in Seattle, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Is that the place where there's a hole in the sky where a tree once was?
Yeah, and somebody's making money.
I like how, too, they seem to get on city council for actually exempting certain trees.
Right.
Like, they're upset because some of the verse...
play it again. Okay, I think it's worth playing it again.
Let's analyze this a little bit more closely.
There's an unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. Uh-oh. A developer is being greedy. There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
Now she waits for the music to start.
And she gets her phone out here and starts playing piano.
Such a lack of life and sound. All that's left is bare, muddy ground. A magnificent tree was murdered.
Now she's starting to get...
The mighty dollar cut it down.
She's starting to get very dramatic.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was.
And pissed.
Somebody's making money.
She's very pissed out they're not singing along.
She really is.
Where the tree once was. Somebody's making money.
And people stand.
Laws protect exceptional trees.
See?
But the city grants exemptions to these. Instead, they reward the developer's greed and sanction the murderer's deed.
Stop.
I said that. Okay, now I understand the policy, I think. She's saying that the law is exceptional trees shall be protected. However, the city is saying, no, we're going to give the developers exemptions to cut those exceptional trees down. I believe that's her case.
Well, I think her case would be all trees are exceptional.
Well, no, she says, how can all trees be exceptional? That's like
all people are exceptional.
No, they're not. If they're all exceptional, then none of them are exceptional.
Excuse me, all of the children are exceptional. None are failing. They're emerging.
Mm.
They're emerging as an exceptional human being. No, dummy, they got an F. They're flunking.
Right. That's like that.
No, they're emerging. That's the new language now.
That's the sort of woke thing you say about, like, they have those songs where it's like, you're perfect everywhere you are. Everyone is perfect. Well, if everyone is perfect, no one's perfect. What's the meaning of perfect if everyone's perfect?
Word games. All I care about is...
You're beautiful the way you are, Lizzo. No, you're not.
There's a hole in the sky where a tree once was. Somebody's making money. And that's going to be us right now as I read...
Off a tree.
Off of a piece of paper made by a tree.
Because at one point...
Oh, I'm so sad about this paper. No, I'm not. Spring is nearly upon us, and with that comes things like spring cleaning, or maybe logging. This year, it might be time to spruce up. See, it's a tree joke. Go now for huge President's Day savings and get up to 50% off all blinds, shades, plantation shutters, and so much more. Plantation shutters made from trees. Enjoy the Blinds.com treatment with award-winning services. They make it easy for do-it-yourself, or you can relax while they do everything for you with Blinds.com's new measure and installation services. The best part is no hidden fees or misleading quotes, and you don't always get that from other places. And every order gets free samples, free shipping, and you can talk to a professional designer for free. Finally, 100% satisfaction guaranteed means if you're not totally satisfied with the style, the color, the quality... They remake it free. Please don't. If you have something made out of wood, please don't be satisfied with it. Please. We need another hole in the sky where the tree once was. So Blinds.com can make some money. Blinds.com, now through February 18th, save up to 50% on all blinds, shades, shutters, and more, plus an extra $20 off. Make sure you use the promo code Beck. Rules and restrictions may apply. Promo code Beck, it is Blinds.com. We break for 10 seconds ID. Ooh. Phone producers, please take anybody from Seattle. Please get them on the phone. I see somebody from Everett, Washington. That's the city I was born in.
Mm.
My grandfather said, you know, son. And I'm like, I'm not your son. And he said, well, that's another talk for another conversation. And I was like, wait, what? And he said, the people that are too damn weird for California are going to move up here. And they're going to take over the city, and they're going to wreck it. And I'm like, yeah, okay, Grandpa, time for another pill. Wow. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once. Hey, do we happen to have the Ricky Gervais video as well? Yeah, I want to play this. Now, Ricky Gervais has become my hero. I think he's really, really funny. He's brilliant as a writer, brilliant as an actor. There's something about Ricky Gervais that he's an empath. I believe he's an empath. And he has this really, I think, great soft heart, but it doesn't always come out that way. He's just great at slamming everything. And a few months ago, what was it he was doing? Was he doing the Emmys where he was just slaughtering the Hollywood elites?
Golden Globes.
Golden
right?
Globes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was great. Well, he took on Natalie Portman on Twitter yesterday because, you know, at the Oscars, he said, shut up, all of you, shut up, Oscar night. Don't make stupid speech. Shut up. Most of you have been to school less time than Greta Thunberg. So be quiet. Nobody wants to hear it. Well, Natalie Portman comes and she had a cape made by like Versace or something. And it had all of the names of all of the women directors she thought were better than the male directors that should have been nominated. And so he was, after he stopped doing this, he decided to make a video. And can we play this now, please, Ricky Gervais?
Inspired by the brain of Natalie Portman and her embroidered Oscars dress. I ain't got a dress. So I've written it on my body. All the known Hollywood perverts who haven't been caught yet. he's a groper, but he paid him off. Pedo. He'll stick it anywhere. This is a complete nonce.
Okay. So he's sitting in a bathtub full of water and he has written names all over his body of all of the perverts that that haven't been caught yet in Hollywood. I just love this guy. Just love him. And I don't know how he is not an absolute pariah.
It'll happen.
You think so?
Yes. There's a certain, you get this pass for a while, I think, if you're his status. Like Dave Chappelle's the same way, right? Like he can get away with this for a while. But if he keeps going down this road and he keeps criticizing the woke side of the argument, eventually I think the woke side
of the argument is about to fall apart.
Dave Rubin makes this point. He's got a book coming out soon. I think it's called Don't Burn This Book, I believe it's called. It's coming out soon, next month or two. And his point is he believes this is the year. It all falls apart this year. All this woke crap falls apart. I hope he's right. I hope he's right, man. I do.
I think he might be right. I think, you know, I was talking to somebody, maybe the writing team yesterday about all this woke stuff. And I said, is anybody else in this room feeling this? And everybody else said, oh, well, I hope so. But what I'm feeling is, even the people on the Democrats, not the crazies, the Democrats, are like, okay, this is nuts. I've had enough. I've just had enough. And nobody is going to care anymore. They're just not going to care about that anymore. And I think these guys, we may be the pendulum that we have talked about. That pendulum may be swinging back now earlier than we expected it to. It may be going back towards sanity. Maybe not. But
you're listening to Glenn Beck.
Somewhere in America, within the sound of my voice, there's a man exiting a firehouse station after an all-night shift. He's in his civvies now, but it's not hard to detect the invisible weight of responsibility that rests on his broad shoulders. Another night, maybe another few lives saved. Maybe nothing happened. But he goes in every day and he does the tough job, and that's what they pay him the medium bucks for. In the cold morning as the sun rises to light his path home, he steps foot onto the running board of his truck, and that foot is clad in Tecovas, a Tecovas boot. And it says everything about the integrity of the cowboy that lives inside of him. The remaining traces of soot maybe on his cheek says something about the man that fights fires. When you buy a pair of Tecovas boots, you're buying a statement of integrity, a frontiersmanship. It's a statement about you. Handmade with the finest leathers, Tecovas boots take 200 handmade steps to complete, and they're about half the cost of anything that is of similar quality. Tecovas, find your pair now. TECOVAS.com. Tecovas.com/Beck. Western goods for new frontiers.
If you go to YouTube today, you can get Glenn's new special that aired last night, the first one of a long series going on for Wednesday nights. Also, Stu Does America, available now. Subscribe.
Gosh. Wait a minute, Pat's here. Oh, he doesn't. Can we stop the music for a second? This is really important. Pat just walked in. I'm not sure if you know this, Pat, but breaking news, really important. Chuck Schumer is asking for an investigation on Donald Trump.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because he thinks that there's something wrong with the AG and this whole Roger Stone thing, and he says it's a big deal. This time, they have him. Wow. So I just, did you know that?
Because I can't even imagine it.
Right.
So
you can't imagine
I'm
it.
Shocked.
Another investigation called for by Chuck Schumer on Donald Trump. I had to go ahead. You start the music again. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt the show like this, but okay. Whew.
But the sheer utter shock warranted it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Everybody has to know that today. All right, welcome to the program, Mr. Pat Gray.
Thank you.
Pat Gray Unleashed. Welcome to it. I'm glad you're here, Pat. And I don't know if you know this, another shocking development, but there's a hole in the sky where a tree once was.
I do know
Somebody's making money.
I've been trying to put my finger on where the... I don't think it's an original tune.
No, don't say it. Don't say they plagiarized that
song. I think they plagiarized a song.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a... It's a like a parody? Like they've changed the lyrics of another song.
I think so.
That wouldn't be a parody.
I'm not positive.
Right. Well, that's why I corrected it. Yes, thank you.
The way they do it, it sounds...
It would not be a parody.
I know. I said it would be a parody. Well, they changed the words.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you for being clear.
Jeez.
I'm calling Chuck Schumer on you, man. I am so sick of you. There needs to be an investigation.
Yeah, that was egregious. That was egregious.
It was.
Glenn, you're right.
All right. Okay. So who do you... What do you think it is?
Is it the Pet Shop Boys opportunities? There's a... I've got the brains. You've got the brawn.
No.
Let's make lots of money.
No.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree used to be. Someone's making money.
Is it not opportunities? It's not far off.
It's close. It's close to opportunities.
It's not the same tune, though.
Is it a Broadway show tune? What is
well,
that?
Well, she's performing like it. Well, in case you don't know what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, this is the music stylings of a group of hippies in Seattle that have decided to sing a song to the Seattle City Council, and it's beautiful, and I want you to hear it.
There's an unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer is being greedy. There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
Okay, we're waiting for the music.
She does have music here.
Such a lack of life and sound. All that's left is bare, muddy ground. A magnificent tree was murdered. The mighty dollar cut it down.
There's
a hole in the sky where the tree once was.
Somebody's making money.
Come on.
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was.
Somebody's making money.
Laws
stop. You don't want to.
So good. Laws and the exceptional trees.
I don't want to give this away for free, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is sacred music.
It really does strike me as something from a show, like a play.
Yes.
Right, a musical.
It does.
Boy, I'd love to see that play.
Yeah, right?
But like, you think about how many crappy theaters there are around, even just in Seattle, but all over the country, that are doing environmental plays. Like,
especially in Seattle.
It's got to be super common, right? That has to be something.
Can we just... Have you guys mentioned that trees don't grow in the sky?
Yes, we have. Yes.
Thank
okay,
you.
Good. Yes.
Why
yes.
is it in the sky in the first place?
There's a hole in the ground where the tree once was.
Okay.
Right.
Yes,
that works.
That can happen.
Right.
If a tree is coming from the sky, you should shoot it down. It's attacking. It's probably an alien of some sort.
Also, they can't be murdered. They're not sentient beings. I don't know if anybody's let them
hold
know
on,
about
hold
that.
On, hold on. I have Gene.
They can be cut down.
I have Gene just outside of Seattle. Go ahead. Gene, are you there?
Actually, I live on the Pacific Northwest coast.
Oh,
and 3 months out of the year, it rains gently. Most of the time, it rains really hard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think that people kind of fell and bonked their heads somehow.
Mm. Right. Well, you're living on the Pacific coast, so you're
saws and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you're living with the vampires from Twilight.
Crap. I didn't see any recently.
Yeah. Well, you're in a rainforest in Seattle. It's practically a desert now.
Yeah, forest. Yeah, forest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forest. Trees. Forest.
Thanks a lot, Gene. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. That's my comment. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. I mean, I'm concerned about the trees. I'm concerned about for example, there's one part where the dollar actually cuts the tree down.
Well, let's listen.
You want more?
Go ahead. Yeah, play more, please.
Trees, but the city grants exemptions to these. Instead, they reward the developer's greed and sanction the murderer's deeds. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was.
Somebody's making money.
There's a hole in the sky
where the tree once was. Somebody's making money.
No more leaves shimmering with golden light.
Right.
No more gentle shedding of rains.
Wow.
Nor two the blossoms rustling in the wind.
No.
Now nothing remains.
Nothing.
But that hole
in the sky where a tree once was. Somebody's making money.
There's a hole in the sky.
It's interesting.
Where
the guy with a Seahawks jersey is holding lyrics. So they, I mean, they've done some
work. Oh, no,
on
they worked on this.
Yeah, they handed out lyrics.
Yeah.
That's why.
Instead of a spreading canopy.
So bad. See, this is why. This is why. That is it.
Instead of a 90-year-old tree.
There's a hole in the sky instead
sky
of the spreading canopy.
To you,
so they're
me
looking up and saying,
so,
that
so,
is.
Was she under the impression that the sky looked like the top of the tree? Because that's just the tree.
They've shown they're a little mixed up.
She's taking artistic license. Okay. Do you know nothing about art?
Apparently not.
My gosh.
I'm concerned that the dollar bill itself was able to cut down a tree, because this is a terrible tree, number one. It's obviously, like, very weak and should be cut down. Just from a Darwinian
perspective. If you don't even need a saw, you could cut it down with a dollar
tree. And also, it's almost like a cannibal situation here.
Yeah.
Because the dollar is sort of
paper.
It's paper.
But it's
and
also
they're
cotton.
Holding paper.
It's
so.
Also cotton. So I thought about this. They're not only cutting down trees, they are stealing cotton from the cotton plants, which we all know is racist. So the dollar bill is racist because it has cotton, and the Fed has to cut all the trees down to get the paper to mix with the cotton. It is worse than just a hole in the sky because the Fed is making money. I'm just pointing this out.
Man, you know there's 3 trillion trees on this planet? That there are more now than there have ever been in the history of this planet?
Yeah, no, there is
3 trillion trees.
And
there are more trees on this planet than stars in the sky.
That's a lot. We should also point
you've
out
counted?
The...
You've counted?
I've counted.
You've counted.
I've counted.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
There are only 100 billion stars.
Okay.
And there are 3 trillion trees.
Right.
We should also point out that the Trump administration has signed on for the 1 trillion tree pledge.
Yeah.
Where they're going to plant a trillion new
trees
worldwide.
That's how bad a person he is with the environment.
Mm-hmm. So now we'll have 4 trillion
He's goofy.
Trees.
And they're passing out paper as they're talking about the trees dying.
Yes.
And you know where that comes from?
Yes. Weyerhaeuser, which is just down the street from the city council house. Thank you so much, Pat Gray from Pat Gray Unleashed, where we get your podcasts.
You should subscribe to it on YouTube or podcast, as well as the Glenn Beck Program and Stu Does America.
By the way, last night we did our Wednesday night special. I'm going to tell you about it coming up in just a second. And I am going to back up the statement I made at the very beginning of the special last night. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have sold your children into slavery, sold our country out, and is responsible for selling the Chinese directly into the hands of slave masters. That's quite an amazing statement to make. You better have something to back it up, and I do. Something that is one of the worst things. If anybody has ever said, gee, what is Google doing with China? Wait until I show you what Joe and Hunter Biden did in China, enslaving millions of people. It's grotesque. Coming up in just a second. Gary is the guy you used to see, you know, at a health food store. Not me. I've never been to one. You know, making sure that he checked the things that he was about to eat were all good for him. You might see him at the gym doing his daily workout regimen and the kind of enthusiasm that we all can envy or hate. And that's the kind of guy he was. Well, that's who you would have expected until the pain started. First in the shoulders, then in the knees, then in the lower back. You know why? Working out too much, Gary. It got so bad that Gary wasn't sure that he was able to exercise anymore. Jeez, stop complaining. That's a dream come true. He was drawn to Relief Factor because it wasn't a drug. And just remember, he's the guy who goes to the health food store. All of the ingredients were botanical, which appealed to Gary. And I think you know how things have turned out. Gary got his life back. Gary's back at the gym. Gary's back to being the guy that I just despise, really, quite honestly. Somebody who's like, I am so fit and healthy. Shut up. Give me a cupcake. Anyway, you can get this all of this without the cupcake from Relief Factor. It attacks the inflammation that causes much of our pain. 70% of the people who take it end up taking more, and it only costs $19.95 with their three-week quick start trial. Do it now. Congratulations, Gary. I'm glad you tried it, and I'm glad you're feeling better. I am, too. And it's all thanks to Relief Factor at relieffactor.com.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Somebody's making money. Let me go to Gary, who's driving his truck now. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Mr. Beck. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you? Where are you?
I'm in outside of Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, great. How's the weather up there?
It's snowing right now.
Oh, nothing better.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
Love the show, but you're killing me with that darn song. I got it stuck in my head as I was fueling my truck, and I can't get it out. Thanks for nothing.
You will have it there for the entire day. It will not leave your head. And you will...
My goodness.
Trust me, Gary, you're going to have to share that with somebody else. You're going to spread the pain.
Do I need...
It is the coronavirus of music.
Get out of my head.
What'd you say, Gary?
Do I need to take some more Relief Factor to get it out of my head?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
This sounds like the type of guy who would cut down a tree and create a hole in the sky.
Right.
And not even
think
money.
And not even think twice about making money.
No.
Not even think twice about it.
Doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. There's got to be somebody who plays a wicked guitar that is listening right now, because I'd like to really hear some like real electric guitar licks on this. You know, somebody that can just... Is there anybody within this? I'll audition you. We might put a band together for this.
No. Can I ask you to see which video you'd rate as more bizarre? Because you've got the tree video here.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Let me give you this one. This is from UVA.
Okay.
It's in the student center. Mm-hmm. They just built a brand new multicultural center.
Multicultural.
Which is great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, that's great. Yeah, multicultural. Yeah, yeah. All the cultures can, well, most of the cultures can come together, apparently, in the multicultural center.
All right. Okay.
This is a video of someone who stands up. Mm. She happens to be an African-American woman, if I'm identifying her correctly, and I apologize if I'm not.
Right.
Here she is talking about the problems in the multicultural center.
What's your pronouns?
Public service announcement. Excuse me. If y'all didn't know, this is the MSC, and frankly, there's just too many white people in here, and this is a space for people of color. So just be really cognizant of the space that you're taking up, because it does make some of us POCs uncomfortable when we see too many white people in here. It's only been open for 4 days, and frankly, there's the whole university for a lot of y'all to be at, and there's very few spaces for us. So keep that
in mind.
This
is unfreaking believable.
And people cheer.
And you know what's funny is you see this, and there's lots of empty chairs.
Mm-hmm.
There's empty spaces.
Yeah. Because if you're near a white person, you're just scared of the white person, apparently.
Right, right.
Because they're the oppressor.
Well, the typical white person, you know, they see somebody, and they just judge them based on their skin color, you know.
I mean, that's incredible.
It's incredible.
That she's admitting that. And again,
it's incredible that the school hasn't done anything about it.
Yeah. I go back to the guideline to, because sometimes it's so difficult to understand if what you're saying is racist, as you know. It's
difficult. I know. So, what you just said, I could dissect in a million ways.
Exactly.
You're racist.
Thank you. So what do you do if you want to, let's just say this woman decided, you know, I Was that just racist? What I just said? So if you were to say that again and change the colors, that's how it's easy to determine this.
Right.
So for example, if she were to say, "Well, you know what? There's just too many black people here. This is a space for white people." Would that be racist? Would you think that? I would consider that to be pretty racist. So I'm going to apply that same standard to her she's being racist.
No. You've lived your whole life without any oppression at all.
Right.
You've had everything given to you.
Everything in my life.
In your life given to you.
Because of my skin.
Because of your skin, because of the patriarchy. I know I haven't worked a damn day for anything in my life.
Right. Exactly.
It's
you're white.
Yeah, and capitalism just gave it to me. What capitalism did, and I'm so happy to be able to just finally just be free enough to say this, is it crept around at night in all of the minority neighborhoods. Doesn't matter what minority. Doesn't matter. But crept around in all of the non-white, because there could be like a Swedish minority in the area.
Right.
Not that minority. All color minorities, and it crept in at night. It stole what they had, plus it stole any possible opportunity that they might have.
Thank you for recognizing that.
Then just gave it to me. And I have to tell you, it's good to get that off my chest, because I've been feeling so not guilty about it.
Right.
Ever.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Because
I was under the delusion that I made my own way, you know?
Well, you were also under the delusion that trees didn't grow in the sky.
Well, there is a hole in the sky
where the tree once was, and now
somebody's making money. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be here all week. In fact, we'll be here next hour. So tip your waiters and waitresses. We're just going to take a quick break, and then we're back with Act 2 of There's a Hole in the Sky Where a Tree Once Was. And we're going to find out who's making money. Is it Hunter Biden? Oh, I've said too much. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, new year deserves a new pair of Tecovas boots. Start strong with that feeling of confidence and comfort that only comes with a real high-quality pair of Western boots. Even if you've never worn cowboy boots before, Tecovas has the perfect pair for you. Tecovas boots, they're made to honor the cowboy in all of us. And I don't care where you live, there is a part of you that's cowboy. Honorable in your daily dealings, authentic in the way we live, committed to the ideals that built the greatness that is America. And every pair is handmade with high-quality, full-grain leathers by world-class bootmakers with no shortcuts or compromises ever. The styles are classic and handsome up any room they're in, and when you wear your Tecovas, I mean, you shouldn't kick down any doors, but it's good to know that you probably could. Tecovas, they haven't forgotten about Middle America. Instead, they cut out the middleman, so you pay a fair price. Plus, free shipping and exchanges makes it simple. So find your pair at Tecovas.com/Beck. That's Tecovas.com/Beck. Tecovas, Western goods for new frontiers. You're welcome, Mercury Studios. You're welcome.
You discovered Hillary's got a voice there,
I know,
too.
You do.
Thank you.
You know what, Hillary? Maybe tomorrow we could do a duet on it.
I would love that. I mean, it is catchy. It is hard to get it out of your head. So, I say we make a whole production of it.
I'm going to have somebody make some beautiful, like, very lush music, and we'll do that
That'll
tomorrow.
Be nice.
Perfect.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. According to Yahoo Finance, the global superfood market is going to go from $200 billion from 2019 to 2023. They're saying that eating superfoods is one of the easiest ways to get nutrient-dense foods. And the best part is, of course, it's all natural. Well, most of the time, of course. The trick is finding a product with the best quality ingredients, no extracts, and the USDA seal. That's why we trust Field of Greens here from Brickhouse Nutrition. We've been talking to you about it for a while. We love it. One scoop of Field of Greens has a full serving of real USDA certified organic fruits and vegetables. It can assist with immunity. It's a great source of vitamins, minerals, fiber, and other nutrients. Go to BrickhouseBlaze.com. Save 15% off your first order with the offer code STU. And you get 10% off if you could subscribe as well. BrickhouseBlaze.com. BrickhouseBlaze.com. Offer code STU. Thank you.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
Hello, America, and welcome to Thursday. It is Thursday. Please tell me it's Thursday, right? 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 As I said that, I thought, oh, crap, it's not Wednesday, is it? No, it's Thursday. Welcome to the broadcasting program show, and what a show it is today. We have some stunning news that we revealed last night on our Wednesday night special, which is a new program that I do every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. We have taken and really upped our research, and we are knocking these stories out of the park for anybody who really wants to know. We started a series on Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and China. China is a huge threat, huge threat. But what Hunter and Joe Biden did is absolutely reprehensible. You know about how they are taking money and making money and everything else. But do you know what one of the investments was that Joe Biden's son made? And apparently it's all okay with everyone. It's reprehensible. I'll tell you about it in 60 seconds.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I think Peter Schweizer is in the house today, so he's going to be coming in just a second. Oh, here he is. Hi, Peter. Come on in. Give me 60 seconds, and then I want to talk to you about something. So who doesn't like a buy one, get one free offer? It's cool when you go to a flea market and you get your Dungeons and Dragons replica sword and, you're going to use it to slay all your enemies. And the guy behind the counter says, you're going to take your second sword. And you're like, I get two swords for the price of one? That's great. But imagine how great it is when you can get Giza Dream Sheets. These are the Giza sheets that are made from cotton from Giza. Everybody knows the best, softest cotton that is grown anywhere in the world. The Giza Dream Sheets now are available at MyPillow.com. And if you buy one set, you get a second set free. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Specials, buy one pair of Giza Dream Sheets and get the second one free. Also, deep discounts on all other MyPillow products. Just enter the promo code Beck or call 800-966-3117 and get the great radio specials. It is 800-966-3117 or MyPillow.com, promo code Beck. Peter Schweizer, who is a good friend of the program, a great journalist, a great writer, investigative journalist, and has done so much work on corruption. And you have kind of a busy day here at the studios. I know
I'm excited to be here.
You're making the rounds, and I've got stuff to do with you later on today. But I wanted to bring you in because yesterday I talked about one of the investment problems of Hunter Biden. It's Face Plus Plus. Are you aware of this?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
So Face Plus Plus is the tool, or at least a very important tool, that the Chinese are using to round up their people. It's specifically the Uyghurs. They now have 1,300 re-education camps. And Face Plus Plus is something that Hunter Biden is making money on and invested in. It is one of the most grotesque things I've ever seen. I mean, we've worried about Google and Facebook. What are they doing? They're selling their souls to the Chinese. No, no. Hunter Biden is pouring money into this company to help them round up Uyghurs.
Yeah. No, it's the thing I think that gets lost in all of this, Glenn, and you're talking about it right now, and this is so important, is people think of the Biden stuff totally in terms of money. You know, Hunter's getting all this money. Well, the Chinese struck this deal with Hunter Biden for a reason. They formed Bohai Harvest RST, put him on the board, made his business partner vice chairman of that company for a reason. The Biden was getting his money, but they wanted to fuse members of the Biden family to the Chinese state, mm-hmm, to bond them commercially. And why do they want that? Because they're going to be engaging in very sensitive commercial transactions. The one you just talked about, Face Plus Plus, is part of that. Bohai Harvest RST, the investment firm, Hunter Biden on the board of directors, his business partner, the vice chairman of, is an investor in Face Plus Plus. They make Face Plus Plus run. That same firm also bought into Hennigus, which is an American high technology firm that creates dual use technologies. These are technologies that have both civilian and military application. The deal actually had to be approved by CFIUS, the federal government's committee. The same company that we're talking about, Hunter Biden's firm, Bohai Harvest RST, was an early investor in CGN, China General Nuclear, a atomic power company in China that after his firm invests in it, that company gets charged by our FBI for stealing nuclear secrets in the United States.
And he does not pull the investment back.
No.
He doesn't get off of the board.
No.
He does nothing.
No.
He does nothing.
No.
They're taking nuclear secrets from us.
Right.
When you talked about, what is it? Hennigus.
Hennigus. Yes.
This organization, Hunter Biden spearheads this deal where he buys, what is it, 51%, the Chinese buy 50 or 49%.
Right.
And that way they have access to all of the technology. This is after the Chinese stole our stealth technology.
Right.
He knew about it.
Right.
And he's helping them do it again because one of the things that this company does is anti-vibration.
Exactly.
Which is instrumental in stealth aircraft.
Yes.
And they couldn't reproduce it.
Yes.
So
no.
He just helps them come over and buys the company.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, that's the underbelly of all of this. It's not just about the family getting rich because Joe Biden is vice president. We all know if your last name is Bush or Biden in Washington, D.C., you're going to have certain advantages in life. We mm-hmm. all get that. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a prominent political family in the United States, one of the leading families, fusing themselves to the Chinese state. This is not a Chinese company or an American company. This is the Chinese government. So the Hennigus deal we're talking about, 51% of the financing of that deal is done by Bohai Harvest RST, which is Hunter Biden's firm. The other 49% is by the Chinese avionics company, which is China's largest military contractor, as you point out.
AVIC,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. They're the ones that stole the stealth technology. They're the ones that are trying to challenge American air superiority. And the son of the vice president, the sitting vice president at the time, is actually helping them buy into these companies. They're also involved, by the way, in Hunter Biden's firm, in buying a copper company that produces molybdenum, which is a key ingredient in hardening armor. It's a very difficult mineral to find in large quantities. Well, one of the largest is in Africa, and there's this global competition between the United States and China to acquire these mines. Barack Obama himself talked about the fact that we needed to beat the Chinese in producing molybdenum. Now, so what happens? What does Hunter Biden's company do? They helped the Chinese buy one of the largest copper mines in the world, along with a Chinese company called China Molybdenum, which is going to be acquiring the mineral we are competing with them to acquire.
So
it's stunning.
So this is so far beyond what was happening in Ukraine.
Yes.
And I know that Grassley, as we talked about on the special we did last night, and you can watch it on Blaze TV. It is just under right now. I think it's just under Glenn Beck TV. It was last night, February 12th, and it is stunning to see the undermining of our country by a guy whose dad was the vice president at the time most of this happened. The Face Plus Plus, I think, happened after because Hunter is like, my dad wasn't vice president then. Oh, so we're okay enslaving people.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
And here's the challenge, Glenn, that they're going to have. The challenge they're going to have is, and I think one of the reasons a lot of people on Capitol Hill want to stick to Ukraine and they don't want to talk about China is, you've got other prominent people in Washington who have deals with the Chinese as well. So they don't want to go there. Mitch McConnell being one of them. You and I have talked about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the reality, does Mitch McConnell really want to have a national conversation about the Biden family and their ties to the Chinese military when his family has strong commercial ties to the Chinese shipbuilding industry, which is, of course, one of the largest military contractors as well. It's an awkward conversation. And a lot of people in Washington, D.C. have convinced themselves that by doing commerce with China, well, you know, they're going to make them kind of more like us. This is what they said during the Cold War about the Soviet Union. It's a lie, and they don't want to discuss this. They'll talk about Ukraine, but they don't want to talk about China, because you now start bringing other things to light involving other powerful people.
So is McConnell is as bad as, I mean, Biden's deals are with Costco, not Costco, but Costco,
yeah,
which is basically an arm of the Chinese Navy.
Right.
I mean, he has nuclear secrets,
yes,
stealth technology.
Yeah.
He's involved in the Navy. He's involved in capturing and monitoring and enslaving. We don't even know how many people now in 1,300 re-education camps.
Right.
Is the McConnell stuff that deep and that bad, too?
It's not as deep in the sense of you know, the technologies. But here's the thing, you know, Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, her family had a shipping business, beginning in the late 1980s. In the 1990s, the Chinese government basically came to Elaine Chao's family and said, look, we'll strike a bargain with you. We will build big ships for you to ship goods around the world. We will finance the construction of those ships. We will provide the crews for those ships, and we'll provide you contracts so you can make a lot of money shipping goods for Chinese state-owned enterprises. And this deal was struck in 1994 after then Senator Mitch McConnell and his wife Elaine Chao visited Beijing with her father-in-law, James Chao, who had formed the company. So it doesn't have the same military implication, but here's the problem. Anybody in the shipping business will tell you that if the Chinese decided tomorrow, we no longer want to do business with the Chows, their financial fortunes would be gone overnight. So he's vulnerable. And by the way, these Chinese companies he's dealing with are Chinese maritime military contractors. James Chao, his father-in-law, and Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law actually served on the board of directors of a military contracting firm in China that was building ships to challenge the U.S. Navy. So a lot of things here that people on both sides of the aisle don't want to come out.
So we have, you know, last night, as we were concentrating on Biden, and we will take on Mitch McConnell and anybody else as well. But as we were concentrating on that, we had audio of Mitch saying on the campaign trail, China's not a threat. You know, they're going to be fine. They can barely figure out their own map. I mean, really, you know, crazy stuff. And we just went through some stats because I'm going to do a Wednesday night special in the coming weeks on China being a real threat. You have to remember, China 2025 has been a plan of theirs for, will be 25 years. And it was for global domination. And people don't understand in America, China employs an army of 180,000 cyber spies that launch 90,000 attacks per year on our Defense Department computer networks. That's all they do, is just try to hack into our Defense Department computer. 41% of all cyber attacks in the world originate in China. The FBI has 1,000 active investigations into Chinese intellectual property theft of U.S. companies. Chinese IP theft cost our economy $50 billion a year. 54% of all Chinese espionage activities against the U.S. are focused on military technology. Since 2009, there have been 106 cases of Chinese espionage against the U.S. that were caught by law enforcement, and those are the cases we know about. There is an estimated 150,000 Chinese operatives currently working in the U.S., targeting our military, government, and private sector. That does not include the 360,000 Chinese university students in the U.S., some of whom have already been caught stealing technology and research for the Chinese government. They are a serious, serious threat.
Absolutely. They view themselves as a rival to the United States. You think of the Chinese Navy, for example. So, again, you know, you've got Mitch McConnell's family, business partners with the Chinese Navy, the PLAN, as it's called. Their stated goal as a military is by 2030 to surpass the U.S. Navy to achieve superiority of the world's oceans. So if you're doing business with somebody like that, you really have to wonder, what are your priorities? You're making a quick buck now, but you are basically helping our chief enemy. And you, as the Senate Majority Leader, for example, or as Vice President of the United States, in the case of Joe Biden, you are supposed to be establishing the strategy that's going to counteract your business partners.
Right.
That's what you call a conflict of interest, I think.
Peter Schweizer, who is the author of several books, the latest book, I'm sorry, I can't remember, is called
Profiles in Corruption.
It's great. And it looks at the corruption of all of the people who have been running in the Democratic Party. He's going to be on my Friday exclusive on Blaze TV only. We're going to be talking about Elizabeth Warren. We're going to be talking about... what's his name? Bernie Sanders. I mean, people don't understand. This communist knows how to make money. So thank you very much, Peter. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right. And catch that special now on Blaze TV. If you're not a member, make sure you become one. Use the promo code Glenn at blazetv.com/Glenn and save $10. All right. Our sponsor this half hour is Real Estate Agents I Trust. A guy working for me is planning on moving to Dallas with his family soon. Really good guy, but completely clueless when it comes to the real estate world. He had to sell his house there and find a house here. And every time I see him, his eyes are bugging out just a little bit more with panic. So what did he need to do to get his house on the market? How did he, you know, how are you going to show the house? How in the world are we going to find a new house? Yada, yada, yada. Here's the thing. Recently pointed him in the direction of Real Estate Agents I Trust. Years ago, I started this company to help people out just like this person who's coming in to work for me in Dallas and anyone else buying or selling homes. Our agents are top of the game. And if we don't have one in your area, we won't recommend one. But if you're looking to buy or sell your house, this is a free service to you. Find the best agent. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com. 10 seconds, station ID. The Chinese National Health Commission has reported 59,804 confirmed cases of coronavirus as of yesterday, after a surge of 15,000 new cases because of a change in diagnostic criteria.
I love that.
Yeah.
Change in diagnostic criteria,
mm-hmm.
meaning mm-hmm. there were people they were testing for this that were coming up that were actually positive, but they were saying they were negative.
Correct. Mm. Mm. So this is beginning to really concern me as we're doing our homework. There is a lot of stuff. Do we happen to have that video from China? I sent it about 20 or 5 minutes ago. Yeah, go ahead. Let's play this. I want to... Okay, so this is supposedly from China, and you see some guys, they're standing by a police car, and they are all, you know, dressed in, you know, some sort of plastic suits, and they're loading their guns. They're walking down the street, and this will clip to people that supposedly they shot. There you hear the gunfire, and they're saying that this video is the police just executing people. Well, This is a fake video. This is somebody who was hit by a car. If you see the police in the first part, it's from a movie.
Mm.
And it even says police in English on the car. Okay.
It would be a weird choice.
Yeah, it would be a weird choice in the middle of China. So there's all of these fake things that are being circulated. There are real videos, and we are trying to separate the truth from the fiction and be able to show you what's going on in China. We are being lied to, and I'm going to bring Jason Buttrill in, who is our chief researcher, And I've assigned him for the last 2 weeks to work on this particular story that will air next Wednesday. You don't want to miss next Wednesday's Wednesday special on Blaze TV. Coronavirus. It looks like it is turning into something. And we'll explain why and the difference between truth and fiction on Wednesday's special.
I'm pretty excited about that. Nothing better than a Wednesday night talking disease.
Well, it could be this. Mm-hmm. NASA's asteroid trackers believe that a space rock that is trapped on an orbit will bring it incredibly close to our planet this weekend. Mm. The asteroid has been dubbed 2002 PZ39, estimated to measure up.
Catchy.
Yeah. Estimated up to about almost a mile across. It would threaten destruction on a continental or even global scale if it hits us. But NASA says they're pretty sure it's not going to hit us this weekend.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is it wrong to kind of hope it does? It's been a rough couple of years, and I can't deal with another Adam
Really
Schiff.
I really do think that there's some...
I feel like if we just get wiped out now, we don't have to deal with another impeachment investigation. We had a good run. A couple thousand years.
Look at how far we came.
I mean, hundreds of years.
Knock us back into the caves.
To Glenn Beck.
American Financing, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
So how good is the housing market right now? Well, let me tell you, you can now purchase a home that's $48,000 more expensive than a year ago, but still pay the same in principal and interest. That means there's a 16% increase in your buying power, and not because of housing prices going down, it's because of lower interest rates. It makes owning a home much more affordable, and if you've been thinking about buying a home, now might be the time to snag up a really good mortgage rate. For that matter, if you're thinking about refinancing, even if you're already in a mortgage and you bought your house even just 2 years ago, you might be able to save 16%. That's amazing. Also, you could consider consolidating debt and start working yourself into a better financial position. You could save up to $1,000 a month or more. Call American Financing. I've known these people for years. It's a family-owned and operated business, and they're waiting for your call right now. Do yourself right. Do yourself a favor and put yourself on a financially secure path now with AmericanFinancing.net.
So Stu Does America on podcast is available. It's, I think, 5 spots below Michael Moore. We got to make this. I got to pass Michael Moore. Go subscribe now.
Welcome to the program. This is the Glenn Beck program, and we have Jason Buttrill with us, who is former military intelligence. He's my head writer and chief researcher. He's about a week into this now, working on a special for next Wednesday on the coronavirus. Everything you need to know, because I'm lost on this. I don't know what to believe. I know I don't trust the Chinese to tell us the truth. However, what's happening now? It's just been released that we have a confirmed case in San Antonio, Texas, and it's part of the group that was quarantined that we flew in from China. Here's the craziest thing. Why are we putting these people on military bases? Can we keep our military healthy? You know, imagine 60% of the population is sick, the other 40%. And if you have 60% of the population sick, there are going to be people with bad intent that will be doing bad things. Can we make sure that we have military and police and doctors away from, you know, some of the sick people? I mean, the doctors have to be there, but can we not just, like, can we quarantine these people that might have it? All I'm saying is at, like, a university professor's house. Can we do that? All right. Let's go to Jason. I just played a video that is not real. Yesterday afternoon, Jason and I were going through a bunch of videos because I want to debunk the things that we can and show the things that we have good reason to believe are true. And you were showing me some videos yesterday that are terrifying.
Yeah, that one video that you just showed, that's a classic case of something. A lot of the things I'm seeing now, it's just there's so much misinformation out there because people are freaked out. And the reason they're freaked out is because I think China's lying about a lot of these things. Some of the things that we're going to reveal next week, there's no other way to put it. You're being lied to about where this began and how it started.
Like, it didn't start with bat soup.
No, it didn't. But that's what, if you read every single article right now, they all say pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, I read an article today, how about, and I'm not making this up, an article today about how bat soup is still flying off the shelves in China.
You know how much bat soup I've given up over the past few weeks? I mean.
And all for nothing.
I didn't go
all
to the bat, nothing. I had tickets to the bat soup festival, which right. I didn't even attend.
Right.
Such a shame.
Right. It's just all these lies.
Mm-hmm.
The Texas State Fair would have fried bat soup normally.
Normally.
Yeah, but now
normally.
That's even off
that's
the table.
That's off the table.
Unbelievable.
And it's wrong. Bats are being given a bad name. So we laugh now. Uh-oh, what was that? But perhaps we shouldn't. They're saying now that this is expected to come to the United States. As I said, it's already here. You showed me another chart yesterday that cell phones were tracked?
60,000, which is another special one.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
But yeah, so this Chinese set on this for about a month, really. Mm-hmm. During that time, 5 million people left Ground Zero. And they went all over China and all over the world. Now, I don't know how this happened, but there were some researchers in the UK at a university tracked 60,000 cell phones from some of those 5 million that left. And the chart is frightening. I mean,
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
That is how a global pandemic starts. Mm-hmm. This you'll see it, and we're going to show you the little heat map and travel map. It's absolutely insane. But I said before that you mentioned those videos, and some of these videos, again, go to prove the case that we're being lied to about all this. Now, we've been told that the death toll is somewhere around 1,000 people, something like that. And there are now whistleblowers within China that are shooting video inside these hospitals. Now, there's one video where I count about 8 body bags just in one vehicle. And there's like a 5-minute period, and they're still bringing out more dead people. This is just, again, this is 5 minutes, one guy shooting a video. There's another video, as far as you can see, in a building that looks like a warehouse, are just body bags with people in it that go all the way the full length of the warehouse.
There's also, and we verified the doctor from the outskirts of Wuhan in a smaller hospital that said, I need 100 body bags a day.
Yeah.
Have we confirmed that?
Yes, that is confirmed.
Well, that's just one facility.
Is
4 times as many as the death count is.
Oh, think about he said this recently. Think if he's just saying this is just for the past 30 days. Now compare that. Just do the numbers. You know, carry the one that's 3 to 4 times the official death count.
And that's one rural hospital.
One. Yeah.
So we have no idea, and we're confirming as much as we can. And on this special, we're going to, you know, the subtitle of this one is Big Governments Kill. And big governments always kill because they protect the state first, or they tell you exactly what to do because of compassion. And when things get out of control, your rights don't matter anymore at all. And nobody's rights in China have ever been respected. But there is something going on in China for the very first time that is unique. Dr. Li may actually turn out to be a name we think of in lines of Lech Walesa. If you remember him, he was a guy who fought against the Soviet control of Poland and was instrumental in bringing that down. Dr. Li is the guy who was 35 years old. He was the first doctor to report this. And he went online and he said, look, I just want to all my medical friends. There's something new going on here in Wuhan. And we don't know what it was. This is back in December. We don't know what it is, but I'm telling you, it's really, really bad. And I think it's a SARS-like thing. Please protect yourself. Well, it went out online. The Chinese government took it down, but a lot of people had already seen it. They took it down. They went to his home. They took him away, took him to jail, where he just voluntarily signed a statement that said that he was lying, that he was spreading false information, and he knew what he did was wrong. They had him sign that. He went back to his house, not allowed to say anything anymore. The Chinese made a big deal out of it, saying this was just a big rumor. There's nothing to worry about here. And that guy's paid for his crime. Well, he ends up getting the coronavirus. He's working with a woman who has glaucoma, and he gets it from her, unbeknownst to her and unbeknownst to him. She was sick already. And so he gets it. He's dead now. And what's happening is he's becoming this huge hero in China, and people are demanding freedom of speech because their loved ones are being taken away. Their loved ones are being cremated. They don't know what happened to them. They don't know where the bodies are. They don't know where they're being buried. They know nothing. And the Chinese government keeps saying, oh, we're past the peak. We're past the peak. And everybody knows there's no one in the streets. Everybody I know is sick. And this is what causes real trouble in societies. If you hide something like this, I keep going back to Captain Trips from The Stand. I mean, that's exactly what happened in The Stand. Everybody's like, it's just the flu. It's just the flu. And you remember, I think it was Kathy Bates. She breaks into a radio station and she says, I have to tell you, this is what's really going on. They're burning bodies down by the river and they're quarantining people. And you know, it's martial law. And then the military come in and shoot her as she's on the air. That's kind of what seems to be happening in China.
That doctor case is just very odd because this virus does not, the fatality rate in healthy people in their prime, like 20s and 30s, is very low.
He was 35.
He was in his prime. He was a doctor that would know how to treat himself for this. You know, he's not running around still working a tractor while he's got this flu. He was taking care of himself, and he dies from this. Again, that is incredibly rare just on its own, but it's also suspicious given he's the guy that is responsible for the entire global community knowing about this.
Well, because of that, I would think that it would have been incredibly foolish to kill him. I mean, President Xi is now out, you know, in public, you know, showing everybody, no, it's all under control. And here I am at a hospital and look how it's running. And I'm getting tested too to see if I have it. And it's all because of him. They're starting to call him a national hero. The communists are starting to say that Dr. Li is a national hero because there is so much trouble on the streets.
Wow. I mean, it's almost a carbon copy of the SARS outbreak in 2003. I mean, almost a carbon copy. The only reason the world and the WHO knew about that was also because of a whistleblower doctor. The same thing. It was the exact same scenario. He came out and said,
but SARS didn't turn into be a big deal.
No, I mean,
it did in China. It still is in China, but it not the rest of the world.
It's very strange, and that's what we'll go into this a lot in the show next week. But there's two main factors in these viruses: transmission, like how easy is it to pass on?
Very easy.
And then this one is very. And then fatality rate. You know, how many people are dying of this? It's almost flip flopped for SARS and Corona now. And for SARS, the transmission rate was not that high. But the fatality rate was 10 to 17%. So just imagine, I mean, I think that what's crazy about this virus is we're on a trajectory. It's all coming out of China, and they're hiding the fact and hiding all this information and enabling it to travel globally. Now, I mean, we're just one step away from the combination of SARS fatality rate, transmission rate of coronavirus. I mean, if you can get those two together, that's why they don't know about that. It's the unknown about coronavirus. So what if it mutates with more SARS-like fatality rate? Because it could. It's spreading so much.
It is part of the SARS virus, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's their part of cousins. The SARS. Yeah, they're genetically cousins, and they just have the opposite attributes. One spreads fast and easily, and the other one is very, very deadly. I think they are concerned in the rest of the world that if those two mutate and you get the worst properties of both of them, then it is a wipeout planetary plague.
So that has happened before. It's a bird flu type virus. The last time a bird flu genetic material messed with another flu and wiped out a lot of people, 1918, Spanish flu. It's the exact same scenario.
Okay, so we will have that special for you and a lot of information also on what you can do, et cetera, et cetera. All of that is on the Wednesday night special a week from last night, 9 p.m., Blaze TV. Thanks so much, Jason. It's always a delight to have you here.
What a lucky lady his wife is, huh?
Yeah.
Really, what a joy he must be at home.
Oh, man. All right. I've been telling you how great the X chair is, and it really is. Best chair you've ever sat in, Stu?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. When you're going to try to actually get some work done, it's very comfortable. You can sit up in it. You can lean back in it. I mean, it really is. You've said this before, but it's almost like a recliner if you really want to like lean back. And
yeah. I'm kind of disappointed in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, because two weeks ago, I suggested, a slight improvement, and the only thing they could do to make it better, mm-hmm. motorize it, so I never have to get out of it.
That was minor. It was a minor improvement.
Minor improvement. Just motorize this damn thing.
They can't get that done?
No, they're not. They're like, I don't think it needs to be motorized. And I'm like, what, are you kidding me? You want to build the perfect chair? Make sure that I don't ever have to walk or move again. This mm-hmm. is perfect.
Fair.
I'm completely comfortable.
Completely fair. Great points by you.
Thank you very mm-hmm. much, Stu. Mm-hmm. Well, they've got the patented variable lumbar support with 10 different settings. The X chair is what you and those around you need for a comfortable work day. Yeah, sure, it's going to make you walk still to it, but they have a 30-day money-back guarantee of satisfaction, zero risk. Most companies can't make that kind of offer because most companies aren't making the X chair. They couldn't afford to take all the returns. Nobody returns the X chair because it's everything I say it is. Try it out for yourself. X chair on sale now for $100 off. Just go to xchairbeck.com. That's xchairbeck.com or 1-844-4XCHAIR. xchairbeck.com. Promo code Beck. Receive a free set of the new X wheels with your chair if you use the promo code Beck at xchairbeck.com.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
I got an email in that really bothered me that I misspoke yesterday, I guess. And I got an email in from Carol, who is a faithful viewer and listener of mine. She said, Glenn, I'm a longtime subscriber, and I was very unhappy yesterday to hear you say that the new China show will not be on archive on Blaze, but on Facebook. First of all, I am not a Facebook subscriber, nor do I want to be. Secondly, I live in England, so for me to listen to a live show, I have to listen between 10 and 11 p.m. This is not possible for me. As a subscriber who you thank daily for the money so you can do this research, I expect to be able to watch the shows on the Blaze when I want to watch them. I get that you're looking to bring in more subscribers, but it should not be at the expense of faithful older subscribers, Carol Smith. Carol, first of all, thank you very much for writing in. Thank you for supporting us. I misspoke yesterday. We are trying to balance getting this information out to everyone. We always hear from people, you got to make this free. You got to make this free. Well, we can't afford to make it free, but we can put it out on Facebook and YouTube for a live audience. And while it's on The Blaze live, but it will only be archived on The Blaze. So it's if you're a subscriber, you can watch it when you want to watch it on demand, any place, anytime. The whole series will be there. YouTube and Facebook will only be a live, and I don't know how long we're going to do that, but it'll only be a live exposure because we want everybody to be able to see it. But if you miss it, you miss it, unless you're a Blaze subscriber. Then you can watch it on demand. Our Blaze subscribers must come first because you guys are, you're paying for it. We do what we do because of you, and we are grateful. So we will not diminish anything for you. We're just trying to make sure you can share it with a friend who may not subscribe.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Hiring is challenging, but there is one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner experienced how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a new game artist to grow with her education tech company. But then she switched to ZipRecruiter and she saw an immediate difference. You can too. All you have to do is sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/back. ZipRecruiter, it doesn't depend. So he had 119,000 people that went out in the cold to vote for him. And I have news for you. Here in Texas, I don't
care who it is. Basically, in an unopposed election, there's out there and bothering with that.
No, not going to go out and do it.
Give me credit if you're doing that.
Yeah, big credit. And look at how many people are doing it. They are completely missing the point. And CNN was a little bit, at least hovering around the point. But don't dismiss it. The passion for Donald Trump is gigantic. And I don't even think the passion is there for Bernie Sanders. I really don't. He didn't have the turnout they expected. They expected 20% more for Bernie Sanders. Where is it? Where is it? I think the world is changing. I do. For the better. And we're at the very, very beginning of it. All right. Last hour of the radio broadcast coming up.
Entertainment and enlightenment.
Hello, America. Welcome to the Glenn Beck Program. Lots to discuss today. A lot to discuss. An asteroid might hit us, according to NASA. You know, it's out there. It's headed our way. Could happen this weekend. Probably not going to. You know, we got that. We have coronavirus. And we have Bernie Sanders coming our way, too. Oh, wait. Stop. Stop the music for a second. I should have led with this. I am sorry. This is urgent. Earlier, I told you that Chuck Schumer has come out. He's calling for an investigation on Donald Trump and Barr, Attorney General Barr, because they're out of control. They're out of control. And this time, there's something there. And Chuck has promised that he's going to have full investigations. I'm just looking right now that we have Nancy Pelosi and she is standing in front of the microphones and she says something's very wrong. Yeah. With the relationship with Attorney General Barr.
Oh, no.
And they're going to be looking into that.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. This time, I think they got him.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So do you ever wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and feel like that guy who opened up the Ark of the Covenant in Indiana Jones? Or do you feel like you look like Nancy Pelosi? Either one is very rough.
I hope to be the guy who opened it.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, it's better.
But either way.
It's not good.
Either one is not good. As we get older, it's harder to maintain our skin. And, you know, look, you want to, it's just going to happen. These things are going to happen. You want to, not to the Nancy Pelosi level, but you're going to get the wrinkles. You're going to get turkey neck. You're going to get some of these other things that go on. Valentine's Day is coming up. Wouldn't you like to look a little bit younger? 10, 15, 20 years younger? Well, now you can with GenuCell's breakthrough jawline treatment. No more turkey neck, double chin, or sagging jawline.
And from now until Valentine's Day, it's yours free when you order the regular Genucel for bags and puffiness under the eyes. You're also going to get the Genucel immediate effects for free. This stuff gives you results in 12 hours. And if you think, ah, oh, that's just too many promises. I mean, I look like Nancy Pelosi. This isn't going to work for me. Well, it's all guaranteed or your money back. So give them a shot today. 800-577-8709 or go to Genucel.com. Call in the next 20 minutes and you get the Genucel Collagen Builder and Eyelid Lift free plus free express shipping. I mean, they're just loading you up here. It's the last week, so order now. 800-577-8709 or Genucel.com. GENUCEL.com.
Bill Whittle is an author, public speaker, provided political commentary for Fox News, National Review Online, National Rifle Association. I mean, the guy does not have a career. He could have a career. He could have a really big career if he were a liberal. Everyone would know who Bill Whittle is. You probably do. He is really, really very, very smart, very effective, and the host of a podcast series. He did the Apollo 11 What We Saw podcast series. He's back with season two. It is already number 5 on iTunes. It's called The Cold War, What We Saw. It's a 10-part series. It's really good, very well produced. Welcome to the program, Bill Whittle.
Hey, Glenn, it's great to be here. I just heard your introduction, you know, and I realized if you ever need proof there's a loving God, then Nancy Pelosi and Schumer will be sitting on a mountaintop. That asteroid will come in, and it'll miss. Then you'll know.
Bill, first of all, congratulations on Apollo 11. I don't think I've talked to you since the success of that. Now you're back with a second series. This is a 10-episode series, and I listened to the first episode. It's highly produced, really well-researched. It's what we saw, but it should be what we heard, because you have found all of the audio clips from the Cold War and put them all together in such a way to where somebody who didn't live through it can really understand it and feel it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there was just so much history there, Glenn, that we had to make it 12 parts. I just couldn't get that many sardines into the can. When you're talking about a conflict that took 42 years, there's so much history there. But the one thing I was determined to do from the beginning was something I just haven't seen ever in terms of the Cold War, and that was to talk about the moral dimensions of that conflict. Everybody talks about it like it was kind of Coke versus Pepsi, you know, red team, blue team, these two opposing forces. But no one ever really gets down to the fundamental, unbelievable chasm in morality between the two sides.
So go into that. Explain that a bit.
Sure. Well, probably the pithiest way to put it is, on one day, Joseph Stalin signed over 4,000 death warrants personally. And on one day, Eisenhower once got so mad that he threw a golf club in a tournament. If you think that these two things are the same, if you think that these are equivalent leaders with equivalent tempers and equivalent, black marks on their record, you've got a serious, serious, serious emotional problem.
But people do. I mean, we're dealing with this now with China. I just did a special last night on China with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden invested in Face Plus Plus, which is a software app developed by the Chinese government. He invested in it. And what it does is it helps them track down all of the Uyghurs and all of the people that are dissidents there. And since this app is out, 1,300 concentration camps have been built. And he's helping enslave these people.
People like you and me and our listeners, you know, we simply can't believe that that kind of thing could be true. But you have to just step back and realize that the people who we're dealing with, political power is not just their, it's not just their religion or their God. It's their hobby. It's their pastime. It's everything to them. And there is nothing that they won't do for power. And when I was trying to deal with this history in terms, and, you know, we had Republican presidents, Democratic presidents, when it came right down to it, Glenn, the only way I could see to divide the two sides was to say it was the individualists versus the collectivists.
Exactly right.
The, And the collectivists have this view that the state is the only thing that's worth protecting, and any number of sacrifices for the state is fine. And they refuse to look at 1,300 people or whatever the number is as people. It's just a number. It's that many gears that failed on the machine, and they simply have to be replaced. And those are individual people, and they're priceless, and they're unique, and their loss is as dear to the people next to them as is the loss of, you know, Hunter Biden whoever particularly loves Hunter Biden. Now, that's a short list, but nevertheless, there you go. One of the things that struck me the most about this is there's Solzhenitsyn referred to the Gulag system as the Gulag Archipelago. There's 400-plus little camps scattered around the biggest country in the world. And one of them was Colima. And Colima was not a death camp like the Nazis had. It was a work camp. But the problem is, it's a work camp where your life expectancy was about a year. And if you were working in the gold mines, it was 4 months.
Wow.
So 800,000 people died at Colima. 800,000. That puts it probably second or third on the leaderboard from hell after Auschwitz and Treblinka. And no one has ever heard of it. Ever.
I've never heard of it.
There were no pictures. Yeah.
So
it's astonishing.
Why 4 months in the gold mines? What was life like there?
Well, for one thing, in Colima, it's one of the places where, by sheer coincidence, the Fahrenheit and the centigrade scales actually match. The same thermometer reading on Fahrenheit and centigrade occurs at 40 degrees below zero. So you've got people who for the most part, were musicians, scientists, just people who happen to have an opinion. Maybe somebody, you know, woke up and mumbled something that they shouldn't have mumbled, and somebody wanted that guy's apartment or his wife, and now he's out there breaking rocks at 40 degrees below zero.
Jeez.
One of the most heartbreaking stories, and one of the things I try to do in this series, is to get to the human, like the human side of it, you know. And there was a tremendous book called Colima Stories, and the one that never left me was this one intellectual was out there. He'd been working all day in the mines. They came to pick him up after he got back in at the end of the day, and they were taking him out to shoot him, and he knew he was being taken out to be shot. And the last thing he said was, if I'd known they were taking me out to shoot me today, I wouldn't have gone out to work. I wouldn't have gone out there and spent the last 8 hours in agony. And this is the place that Bernie Sanders says, this land is your land, this land is my land. You know, it beggars imagination.
So let me play something here for you, Bill, and just get your reaction to this. Let me play the audio of Bernie Sanders on all of the things that he has said about communist countries in the past. He loves them. Listen to this.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death. You know, as a socialist, the word socialism does not frighten me. I think when we were in Moscow, for example, I think most of the people here also were extremely impressed by their public transportation system. The stations themselves were absolutely beautiful, including many works of art, chandeliers that were beautiful. It was a very, very effective system. Also, I was impressed by the youth programs that they have, their palaces of culture for the young people, a whole variety of young programs for young people, and cultural programs which go far beyond what we do in this country.
To China and its leadership, because if I'm not mistaken, they have made more progress in addressing extreme poverty than any country in the history of civilization. Okay, so they've done a lot of things for their people.
But I remember, for some reason or other, being very excited when Fidel Castro made the revolution in Cuba. I was a kid and I remember reading that. And it just seemed right and appropriate that poor people were rising up against rather ugly rich people.
Okay. Stop. There's more. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Bill.
I'd love to take almost every one of them. First of all, it's hard to believe that this guy's a serious candidate in the United States of America. Mm-hmm. There's so much raw ignorance and just sheer duplicity there. So let's just pick a couple for the sake of it. He talks about Fidel Castro and the common people rising up, you know, and Fidel's a man of the people and he wears his fatigues and stuff. Glenn, when Fidel Castro died, you know how much money he had in his personal bank account, his personal account?
No.
$900 million.
Jeez.
It's a con game. You know, Hugo Chavez brings socialism to Venezuela. You know how much money his daughter's worth?
No.
$4.5 billion. Her country is starving. People are eating their own pets, and she's worth $4,500 million. And this guy who's talking about socialism and poor people owns three houses. And if you can't see through that, there's something wrong with you. But let's just take the poor people thing. You know, when he says that the lines are great because everybody gets to starve together, and how much they've done for poor people. You really have to step back and look at this for a second. The United States of America is the first country in the history of the world where the primary health concern of poor people is they're too fat. Now, you just think about that for a second. Just think about that. That is what the United States does in terms of prosperity. And when guys like this talk about chandeliers in metro stations that are spotless, one of the reasons they're spotless is because millions of people in Moscow had been taken out and shot. And for Bernie, this is a bonus. Yeah, it's true that, you know, my mom and my uncle were taken out in the middle of the night and killed, and my daughter died in a work camp. But you should see the chandeliers on our metro stations, Glenn.
It's remarkable. So who's watching this or who's listening to your podcast? Are you breaking through, do you think, to the people who did not grow up at the time that you and I did? We know these things.
Well, it's we just been just released episode 2 last week. Right now it's number 5 on Apple altogether, and it's number 1 in history. So that's really
that's
good. Those are good numbers. But if to the degree that that's a success, is only because I just wanted to take a look at this enormous big history and not tell it as a history, just tell it as a series of personal stories that people can relate to. And to be, you know, to be fair, the Russian people suffered under communism and socialism more than we did. There are incredible stories of heroism and just horrors inflicted on the Russian people by these socialists. But the one thing you'll notice about the socialists and who talk about all this equality, Glenn, is that they never go back to their original jobs. You know, Lenin didn't go back to being a failed writer, and Stalin didn't go back to being a minor holdup guy. Once they get to be, you know, the champions of the people, they're living in mansions for the rest of their lives. And I somehow find that to be less than a coincidence, you know?
Bill, I first of all, how long did it take you to put this together?
I started writing it in September. I knew the history pretty well, and
you
with
had
that
to have.
Much with that much data, really what I was trying to do was just kind of throw a net across this river of data and just stop the things that looked interesting to me that told the story of how it felt, you know, at that particular time, the little human elements. But you can't connect to it if you don't understand the human elements. And the first thing I had to do in the first episode was I had to show that the Soviet Union was a terror state and that the people on the east side of the Berlin Wall were more afraid of what was on their side of the wall than they were than what was on the other side. There's a building in Moscow right now called the Lubyanka. It's a beautiful building. It's made in the early 1900s. It was an office building, basically. And for the better part of 30 years, Glenn, people were kept in the dungeons in the bottom of this building. There's a toy store right across the street right now in modern-day Moscow. And 6 at a time, for year after year after year after year, people were lined up against a wall, shot in the back of the head by Czechists with revolvers. They're put on meat wagons, thrown into a truck, tarp put over them, arms and legs hanging out from the sides. That wasn't an accident. They wanted everybody to be afraid. And of all the stories I've heard and researched, the ones that Americans need to understand the most are the stories of people who live in Moscow during the times of these great terrors and purges. And they would be in their apartment complex, and the Cheka or the secret police always came around 2 in the morning. They'd hear the trucks pull up outside, and then they'd hear this creaky, creaky old elevator, and it would start going up, and it'd get closer and closer and closer to their floor. And when it finally passed their floor, they could sleep for 3 or 4 hours, wake up in the morning and find out who'd been taken away. And this, Bernie will say that this kind of thing is not going to happen in America. We want something like Sweden, but Sweden's socialism doesn't work because they're not making any new Swedes. They have to import Swedes. And the Swedes they import for their socialist programs are not really good Swedes. So it doesn't work anywhere. It's never worked anywhere. And for these guys to constantly just get away with papering over the mass murder, hundreds of millions of people murdered, in order for them to try out this philosophy so that losers can get a little power, that's just not something I'm willing to let them get away with.
Bill Whittle, thank you so much. This would have taken me a lot longer since September. I thought you would have worked on this at least a year. It is very thorough and very, very well done. Bill Whittle, it's number 5 on iTunes podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. It is The Cold War, What We Saw. All right, our sponsor this half hour is Shave Secret. I've talked about Shave Secret for a long time. Shave Secret is something, I mean, it's not really a secret. It used to be the way people shaved before marketing got involved. You put 3 to 5 drops on a wet hand, and you rub it into your beard, or ladies rub it into their legs, and your face, if you have razor burn or, you know, bumps or ingrown hairs, this is the best thing to shave with. It really makes a difference. It glides over your face. It's a proprietary blend of essential oils, and you can find it everywhere. It's regionally at HEB or Wegman grocery stores, also at Walmart. It's at Amazon, or you can go to shavesecret.com. If you go there and use the promo code Beck, you're going to get a 10% discount. It's shavesecret.com. It's the right way to shave. Shavesecret.com. Promo code Beck. We take 10 seconds and back to the program. Yeah. How was your show last night, Stu?
It was excellent. The greatest show ever produced.
Welcome.
It created, you did a great job with it.
Thank you.
I know you were very involved. It was weird that you asked how it went, mm-hmm. if you were...
Well,
involved in it.
Just wanted to see if you thought what I thought.
you could subscribe at StuDoesAmerica.com has all the links. By the way, I'll point out the podcast has been rising up the charts, and we are about 4 or 5 slots behind Michael Moore's podcast.
It's a hard one to get around.
He is.
Yes.
How do you
hard wrong guy to see around, get yeah. around? It's a long walk around that one.
I think he's like number 16 or 17, but honestly, is there anything in front of him? I can't tell.
Yeah.
He blocks my vision.
Right, right.
But if you go subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, we can beat Michael Moore. We're almost there. And I really want that to happen.
I think you can.
I really want that to happen. I want him to know it happened. So if you have time today, do that. Even if you never listen to the podcast, just subscribe anyway, just to annoy Michael Moore.
Even if you don't subscribe. Now, there is a different tact.
No, I don't actually care if you
don't listen. You don't.
Just go there, click subscribe, and then Michael Moore will be very irritated with you.
All right. Let me give you a great story. In Falls Church, Virginia, the Metro has spent $3.8 million and taken 5 years to build 2 still unfinished bike racks. Now, originally, the state had budgeted $600,000 for each bike rack.
So $600 each?
Each.
Okay.
Okay, but you're holding bikes. You don't put bent metal up anywhere.
No, of course not.
But the price tag has soared to $1.9 million each. They will hold 92 bikes, but that works out to only be $20,000 per bike. And I think everyone in Virginia should realize that's completely reasonable, not a waste of your taxpayer money.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
So it's not every day that you survive getting hit by a van, but that's exactly what happened to Joseph from New Jersey. One day he crossed the street in New York. Bam, hit by a van. He was rushed to the hospital, and he was thankful to have lived through such a thing, but it didn't come with a guarantee in recovery. He had trouble doing yard work, even playing with his kids. He was in so much pain. Then he heard about Relief Factor. And just within a few weeks, Joe got his life back. Now, he was in pain ever since that fateful day, and it began to melt away. It has stayed away ever since. He got his life back. Please, if you're in pain, just try this. When taken properly, Relief Factor attacks the inflammation that causes much of the pain. 70% of the people who take it end up taking more, and it only costs $19.95 to start with their three-week quick start. So try it out, please. It's drug-free, natural way to ease your pain and get your life back. It worked for Joseph. It's worked for me and millions of Americans. It's ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
Glenn Beck's Wednesday Special. It's a brand new series on Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on Blaze TV. Go to blazetv.com, use the promo code Glenn, and save $10.
You know, I want to go over this this Bernie Sanders thing, and we just played a bit of it where he loves communist regimes. And it is, it's remarkable. It's remarkable. This guy has not met a communist regime that he doesn't like. And even those who have turned out to be monstrous, you know, let's say you believed the Soviet Union wasn't killing all of their people. And then you find out once it collapses, oh, yeah, no, all of that was true. That's when you have to reevaluate.
It's about when the New York Times did it.
Right.
They were like, oh, yeah, there was a little bit of genocide. Well, we'll wait a few years and we'll tell you about it.
Right. So for Bernie Sanders not to reevaluate shows you that it doesn't matter what happens in the experiment. It's a worthy experiment. Now, here's a guy who says the wealthy have too much, blah, blah, blah. And you'll hear him talk about chandeliers in the subway and how beautiful they were. Who cares? They're killing people, and people were starving who weren't in the subways. Listen to this. Not a communist. He does not like. Listen.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death.
You know, as a socialist, the word socialism does not frighten me. I think
when we were in Moscow, for example, I think most of the people here also were extremely impressed by their public transportation system. The stations themselves were absolutely beautiful, including many works of art, chandeliers that were beautiful. It was a very, very effective system. Also, I was impressed by the youth programs that they have, their palaces of culture for the young people, a whole variety of young of programs for young people, and cultural programs which go far beyond what we do in this country.
To China and its leadership is, if I'm not mistaken, they have made more progress in addressing extreme poverty than any country in the history of civilization. Okay, so they've done a lot of things for their people.
But I remember, for some reason or other, being very excited when Fidel Castro made the revolution in Cuba. I was a kid, and I remember reading that. And it was just seemed right and appropriate that poor people were rising up against rather ugly rich people.
You may recall way back in, what was it, 1961, they invaded Cuba. And everybody was totally convinced that Castro was the worst guy in the world, that all the Cuban people were going to rise up in rebellion against Fidel Castro. They forgot that he educated their kids, gave them health care, totally transformed the society. But just because Ronald Reagan dislikes these people does not mean to say that the people in their own nations feel the same way.
But have some good things been done in Cuba? Yes.
How do you find the sincerity of Sandinista leaders?
I was impressed. I was impressed by Father Descoto because he is a very gentle, very loving man. Ortega is an impressive guy. Ernesto Cardenal is a funny-looking guy. He's gray hair. And he really does remind you of a hippie.
Why have you stopped short of calling Maduro of Venezuela a dictator?
Well, I think it's fair to say that the last election was undemocratic. But there are still democratic operations taking place in that country.
Oh. Oh, well, there's democratic operations taking place there. That's great. You know, Saddam Hussein had democratic operations going as well under him, and he kept winning 99.7% of the vote, which was impressive, you know. He just was that good of a president, you know?
It is. It's remarkable. By the way, just so you know, the former Goldman Sachs CEO has just come out and said if Bernie Sanders is the next president, he will destroy our economy. Bernie Sanders is going to look at that as a badge of merit. If Dems go on to nominate Sanders, the Russians will have to reconsider who to work for to best screw up the U.S. Sanders is just as polarizing as Trump, and he will ruin our economy, and he doesn't care about our military. If I'm Russia, I go with Sanders this time around. He also said his proposals include major increases in corporate taxes, tax on the rich, breaking up big tech companies that have helped lift the overall market, curbing stock buybacks, instituting Medicare for all to provide for government-run health care for all Americans. He said there isn't a billionaire executive on Wall Street that doesn't agree with me. Well, It's hard not to.
Do billionaires get the same rights as regular citizens?
No, they don't.
They don't.
No, they don't.
So if you have a lot of money, your opinion doesn't count.
Here's the problem. We have so bastardized justice, and we've done it really on the national scale politically, where if you have political connections, you know, you don't have to pay for anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, in some ways, Roger Stone, I think his sentence was too harsh. And the president has a right to pardon anybody he wants. That is in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. But if you look at, for instance, what happened in China, we were just talking about China from the special last night, and what Hunter Biden did in China is criminal. It's criminal. Mm-hmm. It's grotesque. It's actually not criminal, literally, because we won't put that crime down on the books because all of the people, the lawmakers in Washington, want to be able to get rich. And so you do have special exemptions for the powerful and the rich in America, and that's the problem. You shouldn't have those exemptions. If you are rich or you are poor, you should have exactly the same chance of winning a case. And too many times it's just swept under the rug because, well, he's connected. He has this. No, that's the way the mafia runs things. That's the way Russia ran things.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I think that is, it should never be anything different, right? We keep coming back to this with issues of race and with issues of gender. You should get the same opportunity, not extra, not additional, not makeup time, the same. But the same stands for billionaires. Like, billionaires, yes, should be able to get a vote. They should be able to speak out as much as they want. The fact that they were successful in their business and that allows them to do that at a relatively loud level is really more a reflection of their success. But that does not mean that there's anything wrong with it. This Bloomberg thing is fascinating to me because really is an experiment we've never seen before attempted in American history. Here's a guy coming out and he's spending $500 million, it looks like, on ads here just until Super Tuesday. That's just the beginning of it. And he's been able to rise up in the polls. I mean, he has come up now to 15% in a lot of these national polls, largely because Biden's fallen apart. Now, of course, he's bet his entire campaign on the idea that Joe Biden was going to fall apart, which we all kind of knew he was. If Joe Biden was successful, Bloomberg would not be making an impact. He's not been running ads against Joe Biden. It's just Biden's falling apart on his own, and he's stepping into that void. And he has some advantages, obviously. He's able to run essentially an unopposed campaign on Super Tuesday states, which is an advantage. And people are hearing his message. And at this point, there's not enough pushback because no one's running against him yet. Like, his starting line is down the street. So no one's bothering with him yet. The stuff is just starting to come out now with all sorts of stuff he has on the record, which are way too offensive for him to be able to get away with it in today's modern Democratic Party. Not to mention the stuff that he says about women, which hasn't even started coming out yet. I mean, that stuff hasn't even really been exploited yet. There's so much there. But you should be able to spend your own money.
Mm-hmm.
If it is like the most, we look at the country, free speech being the First Amendment, right? Your ability, and why was it the First Amendment? It was largely because they wanted to protect not porn, but political speech, people being able to make points against their government, for their government. So why wouldn't you be able to use
or
your
science,
resources?
Or religion.
Yeah, I know, I'm just using it as an example, but I mean, it's one of the most important uses of it. And so you go out and you make $50-60 billion, you shouldn't be able to spend that money trying to make your country into what you believe is a better place.
Of course you should.
Of course you should. Of course you should. And like, I think Michael Bloomberg would be the worst. I mean, he would be a terrible, terrible president. He's not a good guy.
He's Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not as smart.
He is very similar to Woodrow Wilson, though. It's you know, I think Elizabeth Warren is in that world as well, but just a slightly different model.
Yeah. Bloomberg's not the academic that Woodrow Wilson was, but he's everything else. He's absolutely unlikable. He's he's an elitist. What is good for him is not good for everybody else. Just thinks that he knows better and he will control your life.
And some one of the stories that are coming out of this are fascinating. First of all, there's this thing going around where he's just like direct messaging people who have big meme accounts and asking them to actually write memes for them. And are you offering to pay them? Then you have this whole situation where he's paying these low-level positions so much more than market. It's not about just spending money on ads, which is what everybody's talking about. He's taking jobs that every other campaign is paying $27,000 to do and paying him $80,000. And he's taking jobs that people are paying $80,000 for and paying him $200,000. So they're all just leaving these other campaigns. There's a story that came out today about a seat where a woman was going, a Democrat was going for a very closely contested seat. She's going into this race. It's a close race. She's got the momentum. Everything's going well. 3 weeks before the vote, her campaign manager just bolts and goes to Wisconsin to work for Mike Bloomberg a year before the election. And then she winds up losing by 79 votes. This is happening. He is like, in many ways, wreaking havoc with the Democrats themselves. It's enjoyable to watch.
It's enjoyable to watch. I just don't know how the Democrats, it must hurt to have to figure out where to stand every day. I mean, you have Steyer, another almost billionaire, if not a billionaire.
He's multi-billionaire. He's just not near Bloomberg levels.
Right. So you have two billionaires. And your socialist is a guy who's a multimillionaire with three houses that has only worked in the public sector. Mm. He's only worked for the government his whole life. How did that happen? You rail against corruption. You rail against justice. You rail against white men, old white men. All three of them are old. You say that millionaires and billionaires don't have a place at the table. And yet those guys are the ones that you're running. Oh, it's just.
I love it.
It hurts. It must hurt. You get up every morning. You're like, oh, what was the name of that stuff that Glenn Beck says would take the pain away? Oh, I'm a Democrat. In this case, it's called an independent or Republican party. That's your relief. You know, the guy who's always listening to other people's conversations, no matter how you try to pitch your voice, you know, low or talk like this. He's always poking his head around the corner, very obviously harmless, but it's annoying. There's another type of eavesdropper out there, and it's the one that's harmful and annoying. It's cyber criminals. Cyber criminals live to eavesdrop on your online activity and steal all your private information. And to combat them, you really need Norton 360. With Norton 360, you'll get a secure VPN that has bank-grade encryption to help keep your information and logins and passwords more secure and private when you're on Wi-Fi. You also get a password manager. Easily, securely creates, stores, manages your passwords, credit card information, and other credentials. And there's a PC SafeCam feature, which notifies you if cyber criminals try to use your webcam, and it blocks them. Now, nobody can prevent all cybercrime, but Norton 360, man, it is the ally you need by your side for cyber safety. Get up to 50% off your first year with the annual subscription at Norton.com/Beck. That's Norton.com/Beck for up to 50% off. Terms and conditions do apply.
This the Glenn Beck Program.
Just got a breaking story. It looks like coronavirus has now been found in some patients' feces. So if you know somebody who gets sick, do not play with their poop. Just thought I'd throw that in.
It's great advice, Glenn. I'm glad you gave it.
Thank you.
Glad America now knows
this. Well, you know, there are 15 cases here in the United States. Just another one announced in San Antonio. So we got 15.
How much of this do you think is tied to the idea that there is a hole in the sky where a tree used to be?
Oh, a lot of it.
And that people are now making money off of that.
A lot of it. You know, there was a catchy song along those lines.
Really?
That I heard in a city council meeting in Seattle. In fact, may I play it for
sure,
you?
Sure, I would love that.
Yeah, listen.
There's an unwelcome sight in the neighborhood. A developer
city council
is being
meeting
greedy.
In Seattle.
There's a hole in the sky where a tree once stood.
Pause for the piano.
Such a lack of life and sound. All that's left is bare, muddy ground. A magnificent tree was murdered. The mighty dollar cut it down. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. Stand up. There's a hole
She's
in
pissed
the sky
that people
where
are
the
not,
tree once was.
They're not
Somebody's
standing up. And people like
money.
Lemmings do stand up.
Laws protect exceptional trees, but the city grants exemptions to these. Instead,
next
they reward
somebody is
the
dressed,
developer's greed and sanction the murderer's
I think it's a tree,
deeds.
Except...
There's a hole in the sky where the tree once
the
was.
Trunk
Somebody's
is green, not brown.
Making money. There's a hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money.
I feel
no
sorry for the guy in the Seahawks shirt. Probably
light,
her husband.
Nor gentle shedding
He's like,
of rains, nor tulip blossoms rustling in the wind. Now nothing remains.
Everybody, hole in the sky where the tree once was. Somebody's making money. There's a hole in the tree where the tree once was.
It's not a hole in the tree.
Somebody's making money.
There's a hole in the tree where the owl once was.
Well,
that's a whole different verse.
Instead of a spreading canopy,
oh my God.
There's a hole in the sky in the sky. Instead of a 90-year-old tree, there's a hole in the sky. In the sky, that tree did not belong to you or me. There's a hole in the sky where the tree should be.
Yes, yeah. Amen.
Man, I want to live in Seattle. Never. That's your city council meeting.
Who would want to live there? There's a hole in the sky.
Right.
The
tree was there, too. Can you imagine a tree planted in the sky? That'd be weird.
Yeah, it would be very weird.
It'd be really weird.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.